Las acciones dicen más que las palabras. Abre el Pro Access Tailgate disponible de la nueva Ford F-150. Sí, una puerta oscilatoria de fácil acceso para convertir su cama en tu nuevo taller. Conecta tus herramientas al Pro Power Onboard disponible. Ya sea que necesites soldar o cortar madera, con la F-150 puedes. Fuerza así de inteligente solo puede ser F-150. Construida con orgullo Ford. Pro Access Tailgate disponible en la primavera de 2024.
Right there. We got Connor.
Hello.
And Greg here.
I'm here for a minute.
We want to start off on Greg.
I want to know why you're frustrated.
Man, I have a lot of reason to be frustrated today.
You literally just looked at the score of the Colorado game.
And I got a winner. Yeah, man. I win all the time. That made me happy. I want to win every day. I'm frustrated for a lot of reasons. My first thing is, on Sunday morning, I woke up and my roommate, Jason, tells me that the landlord wants to paint our whole entire inside of the house this dude has a twin bed on the floor and matches the floor. And he's like, oh, just push all your stuff in the middle of the floor, they'll cover the tarp. I said, I have a queen size bed in a small room, it is the middle. That's not possible, man. There's no way I could do that. So I have to go and move all my shit out right in a day, less than a day. Paint. I'm still angry about that.
Isn't that like illegal? Don't they need more than 24?
You would think so. My roommate apparently is afraid of our landlord, and he's afraid of the landlord. And I was like, yo, man, you're the one that has correspondence with the landlord. Like,
yeah.
Tell that girl that to give us a couple days or a week or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, this is bad. So I'm angry about that in the first place. There's multiple reasons I'm angry anyway, other than that. And then this dude over here today calls me.
This guy.
And he's like, yo.
It's an audio format. Nobody knows who, if you play.
Well, okay, Connor.
Okay.
Calls me. I didn't know you guys that there was like some conflict with stuff, you know. I apologize for being snarky and Connor.
You are all good, babe.
But part of that, I was like, again, no heads up. I was like, geez, man, like I can't have like a couple more hours or a day. Like, come on, man.
I felt like I caught you right as you woke up too, as well.
I was awake, but I've been frustrated for days.
I was about to say, it ended abruptly.
Yeah,
I was like, I might have to sit this one out, coach. You'd be like, you know, maybe it's best.
I apologize.
It's all good.
First things first, I apologize for that. What I am happy about today, though, is that Greg and I's bull extravaganza pick'em thing is, I'm the winner.
You are the winner? The bull pick'em?
The bull extravaganza.
What was the winner? What was the final score between
you
two?
Last week we talked about our records, and we were both 8-4-1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that through 13 games. So at the moment, excluding the national championship game still to be played, I am 16-8-1.
Bravo.
And Bravo. Seriously.
Greg is 15-9-1.
Shut up.
Yeah.
It's really close. Like, we did a great job.
Yes, we did.
Good
that
work.
Is awesome.
Good work, man.
Way better than last year.
Oh,
way
my God.
Better, dude. Way better.
You're picking two-thirds winners
way
right there.
Way better.
Oh, that's... If we had put money on each of those picks...
Oh, yeah.
We had really good chance.
I put money on most of them.
I did maybe a handful. You know, I didn't do that many. But the ones I did place...
See, that's good. For our listeners here, now you know that when Greg tells you what to do, that he's not actually doing that.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Well, not on college.
Here's
not
the advice for you. Not I'm not doing that either.
Not on college football, because I don't get that deep in it.
But no, yeah.
On the NFL, I'm saying it. I guarantee it.
See, all right. I'm just saying, I put my money where my mouth is.
16-8-1, 15-9-1. That is
we did ridiculously impressive.
Guys.
And the lines changed somewhat here and there.
Yeah, but like if you get on them early and like when we release the podcast, exactly. Bro, like that, like
exactly.
That's a great...
I went through a little bit and did some numbers of where the lines had moved at.
Yeah.
And we're still pretty close. I would have lost two more, and Greg would have lost two more.
Yeah.
I would have won one more, and Greg would have won two more.
Oh, so we would have been even.
We're right there. Yeah. We're right. We're basically even. Yeah, we're right there.
And the friendly competition is perfect for everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's good. Keep you on your toes.
Did you guys hear about John Elway?
No.
John, dude.
Promotion, but not really.
Yeah.
So he was the executive VP of operations before and the GM. And now he's the president of operations, but there wasn't a president of operations in the first place. He's no longer the GM.
Did they Catholic Church him? Just reassign him? He's on sick leave?
Yes.
He's on sick leave, everybody, right here. Man, don't worry. He's in the Vatican getting some rehab.
I've heard in a minute. So John Elway didn't get fired from being the GM. He got promoted. But he's also no longer the GM.
So you see, like, he's still making moves.
Anybody in Denver, in Colorado, that has a super hard on for John Elway, you guys are idiots. But they didn't fire him from the GM because he's John Elway.
Yeah.
If his name was Connor Doyle or Greg or Tim Nebraska, we'd have been fired years ago.
Oh, without a doubt. But he's got steakhouses all around the joint. Like
and his steakhouses suck, by the way.
They do.
And his car dealership sucks.
I was just listening to Tim Dillon rant about the steakhouses as well. It's fucking amazing. I think he shits on Elway's and.
God, I want to listen
Bruce,
to that guy.
Chris. He's good.
Him and that guy and me should be friends.
Straight up.
We would be friends right away.
Oh, God.
Okay. So John Elway's record since he was a GM is actually pretty good. But I'll give him credit for only the Peyton Manning thing.
Yeah.
Since Peyton Manning.
Why wouldn't Peyton Manning get that credit?
Peyton Manning gets the credit, though, too, but he made the move.
This is me conceding to John Elway just a little tiny bit, Greg.
You don't get credit for something falling in your lap.
Yeah, yes. but also.
I appreciate.
Yeah, I see it that way. You know, I mean, yeah. Because, I mean, he sought after Cutler and everything.
He was considering the Titans, and then he flew here. Like, he chose the Denver situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with him being recruited. I mean, yes, they were open to him.
This is the.
Clearly.
I appreciate your sentiment here, Greg. And the reason that I appreciate this is because I was trying to be somewhat considerate to keep our listeners from just being like, you're an idiot. But.
Which we aren't.
Yes, since Manning retired with the Broncos, Elway is 32-48. The Broncos are 32-48. That's pretty fucking terrible to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. So Elway's draft picks, right, took Osweiler in 2012. You know who he missed on? Quarterbacks past Osweiler. They missed on. Russ Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Russ and Dak.
And Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Okay. 2013 draft, Broncos took Sylvester Williams and Monte Ball.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But they missed
Ball from Wisconsin.
But they missed on Le'Veon Bell and Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Jeez.
They're pretty good at football.
Yeah.
they're doing all right.
He had great
years. But still.
Great years.
But Kelce, oh my goodness.
God. Yeah. And Kirk Cousins was a teammate of Le'Veon Bell at Michigan State.
Yeah.
Also missed on Josh Allen.
Local. I remember that.
Josh, he went to Wyoming to see Josh Allen's games, his last couple games. He went to the Senior Bowl personally to go see Josh Allen play.
I remember that.
And the comparison was on ESPN and everywhere else is that Josh Allen was John Elway. And John Elway was like, nope, hate that guy. I'd rather take
somebody. Oh, my God.
I want Drew Locke instead. I want ridiculous. Ridiculous. He missed on tons more players. We can go through the whole thing. We don't have time to do all that.
We don't. And next week, even if we try to do a whole one about the Bears as well, like fucking, it's not gonna happen.
The Bears is a long list. Of
it is. It, oh, for sure.
Yes, Greg. I'm getting this, dude. Yes, Greg. Thanks, buddy. Thanks,
man.
If the Broncos are listening to
me, what was going on in front of me?
God, man, like. The scouting issues of the Broncos are awful. They're so mad at this. And, like, why wouldn't you just hire me to do this? Like, I'll take substantially less money.
Oh, yeah.
I'm cheap.
Yeah, careful.
You don't want to set the bar too low.
But I'm...
Let's get the word substantially out of there. You'll take less money than him, and we'll negotiate where
you're going.
But I'm incredibly cheaper than most of the candidates. Incredibly, I want an incentive-based contract. Then I want paid.
100K, yeah,
100K every team victory.
I won't even ask for that much. Ooh. I want
You're gonna get bought down to 65.
But I'm trying to get the job as with no experience. I need to be like considerate.
We need to polish this resume up.
I do well if you do well.
Yes.
100K
exactly.
for every team victory.
But I can't. I can't take credit for every roster spot, right? I want money for every draft pick that I have that goes to Pro Bowl. I want money for every playoff win that I have. I want money for every time I beat the Chiefs.
Brilliant.
We're on the same page now, man. I should be angry more often in this show because, man, this is going to be great.
You're hidden.
Yikes.
So if you were the GM, would you want to draft Trevor Lawrence if you had the number one pick?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's not even a
hockey. It's like Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck was a surefire first pick guarantee. Now he had great years.
No offensive line.
Same as like David Carr with the Texans a long time ago.
Yeah,
dude got destroyed.
Yeah,
Joe Burrow this year.
True.
Got crushed.
This is the problem with the draft. I'm not going to get started on how I feel like the draft is un-American and it shouldn't be happening.
We're on the same page there.
But this is the problem with the draft. You're putting the best new talent in your industry in the absolute worst position to succeed.
Almost impossible position.
Career threatening.
It's almost like giving college kids an incredibly large debt and then hoping they succeed to pay it off.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, like it's like you said, like
we really take advantage of our youth.
Yeah, we do.
Hell yeah,
for a long time.
This country's fucked.
I'm strongly American, but yes,
we're on our way down. Mm-hmm. On our way down. We'll see what happens.
Hopefully, we just get through Monday.
Yeah.
Or Tuesday. When's the national championship game?
Monday.
Monday.
So we just got a couple more days. If we can get through Monday.
I had talked to you earlier off the air here about we're one game apart. Off pod, yeah.
Off pod.
Whatever.
I like that.
Semantics. Yeah. About how we're one game different in the bowl thing. So
I owe you a lobster roll.
You owe me two.
I owe you two lobster rolls.
But if we pick national championship game, there's a chance for you to tie me.
Double or nothing.
Double or nothing.
So either four lobster rolls or zero.
Or zero. All
right.
So I'm gonna give you the first pick here. Who do you think? What do you got?
We're picking against the spread?
Yeah.
Yeah, spread right now?
I'm cool with that, too. I'm cool with that, too.
I was gonna say, I got a couple other prop bets, too, as well, for the quarterbacks to see if we could actually get a full tiebreaker, five-way pick.
Justin Fields is playing, right?
Yeah.
He looked like shit.
Okay, how? So before we get into this, you asked me about the Trevor Lawrence thing. Can you name one Ohio State quarterback in the last ever
in the NFL?
No.
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
We've all gone through this.
It's impossible.
So yeah, Justin Fields isn't.
I hope the Broncos, if I'm not the GM,
and the
somehow
Mormon,
get Justin Fields.
What's the Mormon guy's name? Zach Martin.
Well, he's not necessarily Mormon, but he goes to school at BYU.
Yeah.
That's maybe one of the only insensitive things I've ever heard Greg say.
Oh.
How was I insensitive? I just referred to him as Mormon.
Because, I don't know if he's Mormon or not. He just goes to school at BYU.
I mean, it's like if you're going to a Christian school, though, as a kid, you're probably identifying as Christian.
I got a 90% chance of being right.
I mean, he's going to a Mormon university.
I got accepted Mormon to Chaminade as a Jesuit school. I am far from religious.
Big difference.
Big time, okay. Yeah. Okay. Me and you both, all of us, right. I think, fall on that. Regardless.
The guy who plays at BYU, his name is Zach Martin, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Is he even in the conversation with these?
I would take him over Fields for sure.
And what about the kid at NDSU who only got to play one game? Or SDSU or whatever.
I mean, we see how Wentz is.
Yeah, but I mean,
would you take Carson Wentz again?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you're probably drafting him. Hindsight.
That a lot of quarterbacks had mental things for a long time and they didn't succeed after that.
Yeah.
Once you're broken, you're broken.
Yeah.
You think Carson Wentz is done?
I think he's done. I think he's done. I think that his coaching staff is to blame for that.
Yeah.
I think that his coaching staff broke his spirits. And like, if you don't have confidence in your first round pick and your quarterback,
yeah, you turn into smoking Jay Cutler. You know what I'm saying? You don't give a fuck.
Even Cutler had, but I mean, the coaching staff never broke his soul. For Cutler.
He never had a soul. Never had one.
The hippies give him some hugs and he smokes some of that killer fucking Colorado, like. He can't revive his career.
I think the same.
There's great offensive line.
I think the same.
Yeah.
When people come back from injury, that's a great offensive line. And it's a solid defense. And
you think the offensive line in Denver is great?
Once they get everybody back from injury?
Interesting.
Add another body?
Interesting.
Add another body? Like, this could be a good situation for a quarterback.
I also think that the offensive line is broken. Because
Judy's fast.
Juwan James chose to sit out this season for COVID, right?
Right, so he comes back.
But if you're...
I like that rookie. When he got in late in the season, he looked great.
Dude. So Garrett Bowles said yesterday that Juwan James earned his teammates back.
He will.
Because he sat out the year. Also, Garrett Bowles...
Yeah. Who cares?
He has the most holding calls in the first 3 years of his career ever.
I just think that I don't know. I think it's trending up.
Yeah, I can see it.
They got a lot of great pieces this year.
And the whole your teammates,
right? you need to make the right trade or signing or whatever. Like, you need to continue building the team, but they're trending in the right direction, and a better quarterback could be a big step for them.
Do you think that Josh Rosen is going to ever be an NFL starting quarterback again? Josh Rosen,
he just spent
drafted really high.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Then he got shipped away.
I know, but he just spent a year in the quarterback room with Tom Brady.
That's true.
Bruce Arians, he's got to soak up games.
You see that effect.
You
like
think James Winston's not going to bounce back. He just spent a year with Peyton, Sean Payton, and Drew Brees.
I think that Jameis Winston is the same kind of player. Going to be the same kind of player as John Harbaugh was with the Colts when he got benched and traded, and then he had these miraculous chances to come back and failed. I don't think Winston's ever going to be a good starting quarterback on a good team ever.
It does
me too. I love James Winston. I think his talent level is massive.
Yeah.
Mariota, I think, is an exception because his skill set fits more now than it did when he was drafted.
Yeah, I remember talking about that last week.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's a really good point.
And he has more utility approach. Like, he could fit in, I would say, in much more offenses.
If he had a good coach,
yeah,
like Sean Payton as a coach for Mariota would be fantastic.
Yeah,
same as Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
Taysom Hill is a less skilled version of Mariota. Like, Mariota's skill set is better.
And is better as a quarterback. Exactly. Yeah. You're not comparing
Taysom
them both.
Taysom Hill can play tight end and all kinds of stuff.
Exactly. You're not comparing them both
Mariota's
side by side.
Quarterback skill set is much better than Taysom Hill's, but very similar.
Yeah. I can see that, too. Especially when it comes into passing. Like, I remember us even talking on Bet Your Ash. Like, we were saying, if we could find that bet of Taysom Hill throwing a touchdown. Like, for his first ever touchdown. It's got to be over.
You know, he was a fan favorite for a long time, and he had rushing touchdowns. He had some throws and all this stuff. He blocked a punt.
Yeah, that's that's a great fucking boy.
My backup quarterback blocked a punt also yesterday.
Exactly. Yeah, and then caught a 50-yard touchdown pass.
Insane.
And ran for over 100.
He's a rushing touchdown, passing touchdown, or rushing touchdown, receiving touchdown, blocked punt, all this stuff.
God.
Before he threw a touchdown.
Yeah.
I saw Taysom Hill play against Nebraska for also BYU. Right? BYU.
Yeah.
Or Northwestern. It's one of the two. I'm pretty sure it's BYU.
Fact check.
Yeah, fact check me quick there. It might be Northwestern instead. Because Simeon was Northwestern and...
BYU. Yeah, we were right.
So I saw BYU beat Nebraska on a Hail Mary, last play of the game. And Taysom Hill was a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The guy looked incredible. I would have never thought NFL quarterback. But Taysom Hill looked incredible in college. Against Nebraska's... Not Nebraska.
But, I mean, like...
I saw this ethically rough loss for me to take. Which I've seen a lot of those for Nebraska in the first place.
Yeah.
Him looking good at BYU, feel better about the guy that's at BYU now?
I think that the guy at BYU now looks a lot more like Ty Detmer. He's the typical NFL quarterback that has wheels, can get out of the pocket. The guy at BYU right now looks like Aaron Rodgers in college. He's
Aaron
tall.
Rodgers could have been the number one pick.
He probably should have been.
Alex Smith's pretty good for a lot of years.
Yeah. I mean, just the
I
overall.
I don't think Alex like a bust, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah,
no. Not a bust. I agree
think
that.
The NFL comeback player this year, which is unfortunate because I have a leader on the
I told you not to do that, though. I told you not to do that.
I just didn't think Alex Smith was going to come back like he did.
I mean, I get it, yeah. But like the odds for Alex Smith,
the
odds for Alex Smith was way higher. And like,
oh,
if he
clearly,
because
he didn't
like,
have a leg a year ago.
Died. Like, if he comes back and plays five games, man, like, what a great comeback sport.
One snap.
Yeah,
that's all he wanted. And like, it's a great
game.
Story.
I should have put a lot of money on it.
But
I
oh my god,
you blew it.
Greg, I'm sorry.
All right. But so let's say, like, if we get to this tiebreaker. So say, like, in theory, 16, 8, and 15, and 9, and 1.
Yeah.
Like, phenomenal scores.
So I kind of don't know. So is the spread 9?
No, spread 7.5.
7.5.
Yeah. Less juice on plus 7.5. Exactly. So that was, yeah. So we have that.
And then what's the over-under?
Over-under 74.5. Even on both sides so far.
Yikes.
Yeah. That one I think is going to be your true tiebreaker. So if you had that, and then say we had to throw in like the quarterback. So like Justin Fields over, 290.5.
Under.
Mac Jones over, 365.5.
Also want the under.
Double under.
Wow.
See, well, I think these are the bets that we're going to actually decide
the
tiebreaker.
Under 74 points seem a little like easy.
I want the over in that.
I want the over.
Yeah,
in that.
See, like that. It's like last night's Sixers and Wizards game was the over under was 235, and I was like, that's really hot. I'll take the over.
I like over in 74, and I like Alabama to cover.
All right. I'm going to take Ohio State only because I want to have a chance to win four lobster rolls instead of two lobster rolls.
So take Ohio State plus 7.5.
It's gonna be we can pass this off over a time frame.
All right.
I can't believe I'm gambling lobster rolls.
Gambling lobster rolls, you know.
I'm down big.
How much X is that, you know? How could we wager
it's
that?
Like,
in?
It's like a $30 sandwich.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
But they're
it's
like
a $30 delicious sandwich.
Just
the
sandwich.
You could put
the sandwich just like
two
six.
Down, back to back. Like
yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like four bites. It's like $4 a bite.
Okay.
Basically.
Oh, it's so delicious.
It is so delicious.
I got a friend in Maine. Maybe I'll just have her, like, ship us some lobster.
Yeah, you want to do that. Just fuck.
I don't know.
It all comes from the same place. And then on
that
fucking rank, too, as well.
I cook to, like, make me the same.
It's lobster. It's cooked. You boil it and you open it, man. Like, there's nothing to do.
Have you ever.
You get crab Louis. Grab Louis seasoning and
the only thing I've ever seen this guy make is stuffing. And it was stovetop. Come on.
Stovetop stuffing?
With turkey bacon. Or no, chicken sausage.
Turkey bacon, chicken sausage?
Not turkey bacon, chicken sausage.
How many meals do you make yourself a week, Greg?
One.
At best.
I made some pasta last week. That was
killer. Yeah, I usually make one a week and I eat the same thing.
Put some pre-made sauce on there. That's what I'm saying, man. Like, I'm not sure if that's equal money on that.
Okay. Right,
well, cool.
Okay.
I'm winning that.
So we got this. But, Greg, just in case we. Actually, no, I mean. We can't really. Yeah, we can't. So just off of those two bets, we can find a tiebreaker.
We can.
What do you think about Mac Jones, though, Justin Fields?
We could do the tiebreaker based on the ones that we didn't agree on. Also, there's like
double or nothing.
Yeah.
But
we,
yeah.
I got
both picked
the
over.
The over.
So yeah.
Yeah. So it's just all right.
I'm cool
on the spread.
I'm cool with it.
The Roll Tide Roll Guys.
Weird show.
Bad blues band.
Oh yeah. Bad blues band.
Cool.
Yeah. So good week. I guess to do a recap last week though. How bad was it for you?
I mean, I got the one double teaser.
Oh, God.
I missed one double teaser.
You didn't miss. I straight bet everything 0 for 6. Me and Greg are playing cards, watching it. I'm trying to hedge on second half. Clemson's got to come back. They got.
Oh, I mean, I ended up losing more money on
so
Clemson.
So fucking brutal, dude.
Because I had so much on the over that I didn't care as much.
Exactly.
As
I got my ass
dude,
took on
so,
it.
But the double teaser for the Clemson game I got. Or the double teacher for the Alabama game I got. The Bama. I mean. I
which
lost
is awesome.
My cousin one. The double T. I was so excited last week.
You're like, I'm going to put this in right now.
That's right.
Is the football team going to get drunk every game? Or is this just special because they were playing?
They're not good.
Okay, so I should just fade them. The game in, game out.
Until they start doing like where it's like Nebraska plus like 16, 17, something like that. They'll change it up pretty soon.
Yeah, they'll switch it up.
They give Fred Hoiberg, the mayor, credit for a lot of things. And Nebraska signed their very first 5-star recruit ever in basketball for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
So next year they'll start getting better. And I have faith in Hoiberg to make the squad better. Weirdly, for Nebraska fans, it's hard to take for them, but we're going to be a basketball school.
Yeah.
It's hard to be a good football school consistently.
Yeah. It really is.
It's not that hard to be a good basketball school consistently.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just not.
You have a lot of attention.
Creighton's a good basketball school.
Yeah.
It's only 45 miles away. Well,
that's why it's such a valuable school mid-majors, because you can elevate the name of your school.
Gonzaga. It's sad to me that I consider Nebraska to be a mid-major at the moment, even though they're in the Big Ten.
I mean,
essentially. I'm just saying, man. You know.
Connor, can you do me a favor and hand me that torch?
Yes, I can. Get ready for.
For the record, although it's not really a cigar podcast, I'm sort of attached to BSG.
The reason that he does cigar podcasts is because he smokes cigars all the damn time.
Yeah, might as well.
It's not like he's not knowledgeable. A regular thing.
Yeah, it's not like me and you go on there, then me and you smoke a cigar. Like he's smoking a cigar. Yes, I mean. All right, guys. Let's wrap this up. That's good. Let's go for the tiebreaker. We'll come back next week with some lobster rolls. Let's do this.
I cannot wait for 4 lobster rolls.
I could literally, if I owe you lobster rolls, I could literally bring one in when you're recording the podcast.
Can you just bring me, I'll eat all 4 at once. Because it's like a food, maybe a food challenge.
You would want to spread it out, it would be like
Cartman and Kyle when he's like, Kyle, your tears, it tastes
I
so good.
I would smoke you though in this eating challenge though. I would dominate everybody in this room in an eating challenge.
I guarantee I would eat way more lobster. I want you on this too, man.
Yeah, we gotta do like the ash, like our Ashies has to be like talk about like.
I eat once.
Because then we get gout, and I don't want to do that right away. You know, I still got a few more years. I'm talking about rich foods in general, about how I'm not going to get gout this early. Because once you get it, you got it, you know? Get it, got it, gout.
Also, for all the gambling degenerates, the gambling hotline is 1-800-522-4700, I believe.
Yes. In case anybody listening took our -7.5 advice yesterday about Clemson.
Like, well, what next for me is lobster roll. Probably have a problem. Jeez, man. Jeez.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Boost Mobile tiene una gran oferta para que aproveches tu reembolso de impuestos al máximo y te mantengas conectado. Al cambiarte a Boost, recibe un 50% de descuento en tu primer mes de datos ilimitados. O, con un plan ilimitado de $40, llévate un Samsung Galaxy A15 5G por $39.99. Obtén los mejores teléfonos en las redes 5G más grandes del país. Con Boost Mobile, cambiarse es fácil. Solo visita BoostMobile.com. Boost Mobile, sin miedo al éxito. Para clientes nuevos y solamente en línea, requiere AutoPay. 50% de descuento en el primer mes requiere un plan de $25 al mes. Aplican otras restricciones. Visita BoostMobile.com para detalles.